As a freshman attending Western Illinois University in 1993, I was introduced to Abraham Maslow, via textbook, of course, in my intro to sociology class. Mr. Maslow is famous for developing what is commonly referred to as Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This well-recognized pyramid outlines humanity's basic needs for survival. In the middle of this five-layer pyramid is love and belonging. As humans, we all have a need to be loved and to be part of a larger unit, thus the importance of family and friends. As a Christian, my faith teaches mankind wasn't created to be alone. We were created to engage and be engaged with others for the purpose of living, learning, sharing, grieving, empathy, compassion, and security. Not having the needs of love and belonging met can lead to some negative and detrimental behavior. Matter of fact, I believe too much isolation can be dangerous. When you study the lives of infamous cult leaders like Jim Jones and David Koresh, isolation was a major tool in controlling the people who followed them. The control ultimately led to the death of many of their followers. Over the last few weeks, we have seen the devastation of isolation. From Austin, Texas to Parkland, Florida, individuals who struggled with social belonging acted out very heinously. If we have family or friends we haven't talked to in a while, call them, reach out to them, let them feel the sense of belonging. I'm not suggesting this will cure all the ills of the world, but it matters to those it helps. I'm Joe Mitchell, and that's my perspective.